National League champions for 2013.
Hey fans, this is Matt Carpenter, and I was a part of that championship club. On September 15th, we play the Dodgers, and it's the replica 2013 Mystery National League Championship Ring Giveaway, presented by Edward Jones. The ring will celebrate top players from that team, and it includes a detachable base, and it is wearable. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotion. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
I'm Cliff LaPlante, owner of Smash It. Remember STLSmash.com. Smash It is a mobile waste compaction truck that arrives on site and crushes waste in 20, 30, or 40 yard open top dumpsters. My customers save up to 60% on their hauling costs by replacing costly hauls with Smashes. Plus, they get up to 40% capacity back in their container. Stop paying for air to be hauled away with Smash It. The first 5 new customers on a 6-month contract get tickets in my suite for the Cards game on September 22nd. Check us out and watch our video at STLSmash.com.
Do you have somebody in your life you'd like to find? Maybe somebody who owes you money? An old friend from high school or college, or perhaps an estranged family member, or even a family member you've never even met. There are a lot of limited websites that offer to help you, but if you want guaranteed results, call a private investigator. At Gateway Investigations, we offer the following guarantee. If we don't find who you're looking for, there's no charge. For a free consultation, call 238-1367, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
At Hero.Loan, we close VA loans in 14 days, and we do all the VA paperwork for you. Get the loan you've earned and apply online today with your Missouri VA loan specialist at Hero.Loan, the only way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 5th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the official car dealership of the large morning show in the afternoon, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Washington Elizabeth Exit off Interstate 270. I cannot imagine you could go to 10 different dealers, and I can't imagine that your final decision and choice would be anything other than Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They know how to treat people, and they know how to compete with price. What more could you want? We'll talk after this. Hey! At the control board. 19 years. Were you a citizen? Did you have dual citizenship?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh.
I know, right? Kind of fancy.
You're the only dual citizenship person we have.
Wow.
Of course, the reason for that, 19 years he lived in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. Who knows, if he stayed over there, maybe he could have married Kate Middleton. Nah, I've seen her. I've seen her.
Kate Middleton. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. He is Trevor Limestone. Philip, say hello to all the listeners.
Hello to all the listeners out there.
Stop music. This has nothing to do with anything. How did George Harrison die? Did he get sick or something?
I mean, yeah, he died of cancer after being stabbed 9 times.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Well, they weren't related.
No, they weren't related. Somebody broke into his house.
I remember that.
While he was recovering from cancer, stabbed him 9 times, and he still didn't die. And then eventually cancer took him.
Okay, I know that's just out of left field, so start the music again. Things come into my head, and I don't know. I wondered how George Harrison died. It's such a pleasure to introduce this next guy and to be able to say that he's here live in the studio, because we never know if he will be or not. He'll get in that car of his and he'll fill that tank up. That needle is pegged over to the F on full and he just hits the road. And sometimes I think he just goes eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Which direction do I want to go? Do I want to be southbound, northbound, westbound, or maybe they say Katie Dunn. He is Bill Clevland, of course. Bill, say hi to everybody.
I should use that line, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which way do I want to go? I should start off my segment.
Feel
like
free.
I'm hello, everyone.
Okay, that sounded sincere and genuine. Folks, for the first time that I can remember ever, man forgot his harmonica today. Left a bunch of stuff in another car.
Yeah.
Isn't that what girlfriends are for, to bring you the stuff you need?
Usually.
To make a living, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have his reading glasses. He's a mess, which means he did pretty much everything the same way he always does it today. He is, of course, Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your fans and say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi. And thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, you can call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Nice job, Dan.
How about that?
Well, no stumbling, well, no mistakes, no nothing.
Without a script.
Well, no script or anything. Nothing in front of me.
Tim, what are you eating? What is that? Trail mix?
Trail mix, yeah. It's good, actually.
Benjamin Twiggs chocolate cherry berry trail mix.
He shared some with me. It's actually very good.
Would you like some?
I might have a little of that later. It's interesting. Trail mix, you'd think, was healthy. Look at the calories. It's not. You think, oh, I'm just eating trail mix. Well, but whoever it was that said, let's throw some raisins and almonds, it just works. It works. I love a good trail. I'm not going on the trail and I'm not hiking, but I'll eat the mix. The man who just offered to share that with me is a multi-talented man of several occupations. He is head of the entire research department for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's head of the entire news department for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He is a private investigator, just like, that's right, like Jim Rockford was. And of course, I think I got all of his jobs in there. Research, news. What was that other one? We came up with the fourth one today. It's hard to keep up. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, will celebrate 10 years in business next month, and we've been helping citizens and law firms in the Missouri and Illinois area since 2008. And if you'd like to have a free consultation about anything going on in your world that you suspect some suspicious activity, give me an email, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy asked me a question. Let me see if, let me look at the ingredients here. This has, well, I can just look at the bag, trail mix. It has peanuts, pecans, almonds, raisins. What did you ask was in here?
Cheese.
No cheese. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Rat Boy. No cheese in the trail mix. Would you please give a nice, welcoming, appreciative round of applause for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. For the last 14 years or so, Johnny Londoff has been a part of this show and a big part of this show. And I'm not sure why I'd never met him until, I'm not kidding, like 2 days before he goes on the air. Met 2 days before I had met his dad. I don't know why. I don't know the answer to that, because I've met a lot of car dealers. They love seeing me coming. Oh, here comes that guy with a disease. Let's sell him a car. They don't work like that at Johnny Londoff. They don't have that guy who pounces on you. You ever go to a dealership and it's like they're just waiting, looking out the window, and that's called an up, Dan, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's your up,
And then that means that that salesperson, okay, you get to jump on this guy.
I worked at a dealership like that. It was horrible.
Well, lots of them are that way. And I don't know. I can't ever put into few enough words to get it into one commercial what it is about this place, Johnny Landolf. It has everything to do with from the top down. You know, when Daddy Senior kind of set the bar, his son didn't lower it. I think he set it a little bit higher, and I think he may set it even higher for his sons. That's how you succeed in a business that has, to me, quite frankly, too many competitors. There seem to be too many dealerships. I don't know how some of these dealers sell the cars I see on their lots. People don't buy cars every year, most people. Some people, the guy yesterday that emailed just bought a Malibu from Landolf, a brand new one, first new car he's had in 42 years. So you better figure out something so that you get your chunk of the business, and a big chunk, and they figured it out a long time ago at Johnny Landolf. And it's really very simple. It's two things. It's primarily two things. Be competitive enough on the price that they never have to worry that they might have gotten a better deal somewhere else. That's not going to happen. And the other thing is, just know how to treat people. It's so easy. But apparently it's not that easy because a lot of dealerships don't know how to do it. Go get treated right. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, 24/7 at Landolf.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
Another one of our terrific longtime advertisers is Window World, and they sponsor this guy. Before I introduce him, let me just remind you, Window World is now it's the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for something interesting and entertaining and informative. Here is Bill Cleveland.
That's a lot of pressure.
You got a little sun when you were in Wisconsin.
I was outside a lot.
Yeah.
Wisconsin and Michigan, yeah. Thanks for noticing.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Enjoying some dried
I didn't realize your arms are pretty hairy. I never realized
Well,
that.
Thanks for noticing.
No, you got some pretty hairy arms. Is your, like, you got back hair and stuff?
No, I don't have back hair.
I do. I got a lot. I'm proud of it, too. A lot of back hair.
That's something to be proud of, I guess.
Well, why not?
A lot of women like to, you know, when you're in that spooning position and she's behind you, they like to comb your back hair.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a hot that cannot be true.
Not true. My wife hates it.
Most of them like to run when they see your back hair.
Yeah, my wife does not like it. I think she's sort of threatened, like, while I'm sleeping, to get the clippers.
And to buzz it.
Like, she's sheer of
the answer is nair.
I think you're right.
I don't want an answer. I like back hair.
Yeah, but Mrs. Opinion doesn't like it. So if she's listening, ma'am, your answer is nair.
Who cares about her?
Oh, okay.
Probably who cares what she wants?
I've never really understood shaving the chest hair. Like, what's that about? Like, I've got, like, you know, chest hair.
You got a lot of chest hair?
Yeah, I'm a Welshman, you know? Like,
me too.
Like, thick, that's probably why you've got thick back hair, you know?
No,
Celtic
I don't.
Strong.
Frank's like wearing a sweater all the time.
And here's the thing. These guys that put nair on their chest or shave their chest, when it starts to grow out, it sticks.
Yeah.
To your shirt. Yeah, it does itch.
And this chimes in with Bill's travel segment. The only really way you can better hygiene yourself while you're driving.
You know, you said the only really way.
Yeah.
You said the only really way you can hygiene yourself.
See, what it is
that's a good one.
The best way to better hygiene yourself.
Yeah.
The best way to enhance
God.
Your
three.
Hygiene. Jesus, Bill, shut up. Never shut up, Bill.
Take three.
The best way to elevate your hygiene while driving, and the only way to elevate your hygiene while driving, I just made Bill snort, is by yanking nose hairs up.
Oh,
that's really all. You can't shave while you drive. You can't. You know,
yanking them out.
Yeah,
oh,
you got to get your thumb and your.
Oh, I can't
up
do
there,
that. That hurts.
And you just yank.
Oh no, that hurts.
No, my record's nine. And
nine.
Yeah, wow, you get nine at one time. Sometimes they're gray. Sometimes they're dark. You know, sometimes you get a little salt and pepper in there.
What age did we have to start cutting nose hairs? And then that
and
happened at about 45.
I'd say 30s for sure.
Oh, 27. No, no. 27.
Oh, come on.
Trim my nose hairs.
All of a sudden you get ear hair then, too.
That sucks.
Man to man.
I started at 25.
We're all associates on this program, colleagues, if you will. if one of us had a massive nose hair issue,
yes,
would you say something?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, in a hobby.
No.
Yeah.
No. And I would want somebody to tell me.
On the air or off the air?
On.
Did you grow a mustache?
No, it's funny, though. You, I grew more back hair after 50. And where was it all that time and down in there dormant and decides to come out? And the ear and nose hair thing, I don't get that. And my wife is, if we're in the car and she's sitting next to me, you got hair, you got hair, you got hair. You know, it's like she's sizing me up to find out what to criticize. You got one eyebrow that's really long. And I do. I have like a whip eyebrow.
I can see it right now, actually.
Yeah, it comes out like 8 inches off the, it's the only, and I don't have any eyebrows.
It's called a unibrow.
No, unibrows. No. That's when you have one solid line. Yeah. This is a wild hair. I have three eyebrow hairs. That's it. And this one is out of control.
I get this weird hair that comes in right underneath my eye, and it's completely like clear. It's a clear hair.
But
and
when the light's right,
yeah, you can see
it. Nuts.
Like it's just. Oh. I don't know if it's there yet or not. But.
Just to take it one absurd step further, while we're talking about honesty here, if a woman had hairs growing out of her areola areas, would you say something to her?
With the nipples? No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Probably that, she's had that's a real fine line.
That's a tough one.
Trust me, I know somebody that has made fun of them, and normally it's that only happens after a woman has given birth, and that is like a dangerous time to be commenting on a woman's body.
Hey, honey, have you thought about some hormone shots?
Would it then be called, would it then be called a hairiola?
It's exactly what it was.
The last time I did that, I remember I said, I'm going to say something. Please don't tell my wife I noticed this, but you have hair on your areolas. And I said, but don't tell my wife because I'm not supposed to be looking. That was like a week ago.
How could you tell?
I'm kidding.
You had me.
I think most people want to be told, hey, you got something between your teeth. They do.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And they go, oh, man, thanks. The breath thing is a hard one, though. That's a tough one to say. Your breath really stinks. That's a hard one. But you got to say it that way to really get the point across.
You can knock a buzzard off a SH wagon.
SH wagon.
So I'm Bill Cleveland on the road.
No, hang on. Hold on. We'll get to you. We'll get to you. I had a friend who always had the worst breath ever, and we're in the car one day, and I said, would you like a mint? And he goes, no, thanks. And I go, no, really, would you like a mint? And he said, no, again, and I said, no, you want a mint. And then he said, do I have bad breath? And I said, every day.
Oh, wow.
Every day. You know what? I did him a giant favor. I bet that was the end. That was the end of bed, bro.
I've been told it before, and I was grateful to be told on occasion when I've been told by a friend. A friend can tell friends.
Breath or BO. Tell me, please.
Absolutely.
Please tell me. And now back to Bill.
I forgot what I was going to talk about.
Where are we going?
So Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Everybody's
been there.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Beautiful.
Great destination. We were talking about fall colors a little bit yesterday, and the Smoky Mountains, Great Smoky Mountain National Park, the most visited national park in America. I should throw that out there.
All right, now stop right there.
Yes.
I'll guarantee you most people didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
That the Smoky Mountains is the most visited national park.
20 million visitors a year. I believe number two is, I want to say it's the Grand Canyon. It could be Rocky Mountain National Park.
I thought the Grand Canyon would be first.
Smoky, like the Grand Canyon's like 3 million a year.
You know, I was born in Tennessee, and I lived there until I was 15 years old, and I never saw the Smoky Mountains until we were here and married, and I just thought, I want to go see what I never saw when I lived in Tennessee.
It's one of my favorite places
to go. And it was beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. But you need, once in a while, to get off the beaten path and literally the beaten path, quit hiking or whatever, and go and see some kind of... They have a lot of fun, interesting, quirky, amusing things in Gatlinburg. I know I did. Just like they do in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. But one of the things that they have in Gatlinburg is called the Salt and Shaker Museum. And we always talk about these people who collect all this stuff, and then they have so much stuff that they have to open
salt
a museum.
Salt and Shaker?
Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well.
Well, no, it's not.
Go ahead.
Do they have those?
It's no back hair museum. But
do they have those big, tall, white ones from Tupperware that have the S and the P on it?
So let me ask. Oh, yeah, I remember those. So how many salt and pepper shakers? These are pairs.
Right.
How many do you think they have in their museum?
Well, it's going to be thousands. I know.
Just take a guess.
I'm going to say 5,601.
Okay.
I'm going to say 10,000.
I'll say 60,000.
I was going to say 20,000.
Dan Strauss, 20,000.
Way to go, Dan.
Wow.
And I know he doesn't have his glasses on, so I know he can't see my notes over my shoulder.
That's 20,000 pair.
Yes.
So that's 40,000.
Wow. Shakers. Yeah, yeah, pretty wild. And so it's in Gatlinburg. Cost you $3 to go in and see this thing. I have been in there. These folks have been collecting for 25 years. The number one question they get asked, I thought this was kind of interesting. This is on their website. The number one question they get asked has nothing to do actually with the salt and pepper shakers they have. The question is, people want to know which shaker is the one that has the fewest holes, salt or pepper. What would you say?
I'm going to say the one with the fewest holes is pepper.
I think it's salt.
I'm going to go salt.
I'll say the rump shaker.
So they say the answer is it depends on where you are, but in the United States, typically the salt shaker has fewer holes than the pepper because most people don't want
as much salt.
Because the rump shaker only has one hole. You didn't count the holes?
No.
Ha 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 ha.
Thank you very much for that help. So 20,000 pairs of salt and pepper shakers. The oldest one they have is from the year 1500, but then they have a bunch, obviously, through the year. And the one thing I think that these people have in common, all these people who collect things, because I've been to, where we talked about the Mustard Museum and the elephant, all these people that have these massive collections, when people find out they're collecting this stuff, people bring them more crap.
Well, sure they do.
And then they have to have a museum because they'd have nowhere to put this stuff.
We first got married, my wife worked with a woman who collected elephant figurines, but their trunks, I think it was the trunks had to be, one means good luck and one means bad luck, the trunk down or the trunk up. So whichever it was, she only would have elephants with the trunk in the good luck position. Now, a long time ago, I decided I'm going to try to stop criticizing people or making fun of people for doing things I don't understand. If you want to collect ashtrays or
shot glasses is the big one.
Matchbooks or shot glasses, knock yourself out because
precious
at least
moments.
You have something to
right,
to do.
Right.
And I don't. I don't have that thing that in my life. So good for you.
No, I agree. I was used to be more cynical as well, and after meeting some of these people, and they're actually decent, good folks that just have something that they want to collect, and so it's kind of a fun. Only cost you $3 to go in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. If you'd like some more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com, and I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Window World, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Let's take a look at what Larry Connors will be talking about tonight, shall we? For the first time, the New York Times publishes an anonymous op-ed article. Why? Because it trashes President Trump. Will you believe the claims? Senate confirmation hearings continue for Brett Kavanaugh, and demonstrators continue to interrupt. As one politician said, there's no vacation from crazies in Washington, D.C. The fallout over Nike citing Colin Kaepernick continues. Is Nike guilty of operating sweatshops? Larry will tell you more about that. San Francisco has decided one of the biggest problems facing that city by the bay is plastic straws. Really? They have feces on the street, they have drug needles everywhere, and straws? That's their big deal? Larry will dive into that, too. Larry Connors, who will be on in about half an hour, he's on from 6 to 8 o'clock. I did not know until yesterday, I guess I should have known, but I don't follow this political stuff that closely, that Sarah Palin was not at McCain's funeral because she was disinvited. What is that about?
I don't know.
He specifically had said, I don't want her there. Now, what in the world did she do? Does anybody know that story?
I don't know.
Didn't realize that Trump, the reason he wasn't there, I was kind of critical of him for not showing up. He was not there because he was asked not to be there.
Yeah.
And it was invite only.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Sarah Palin, I guess maybe they had a falling out.
Well, you know, when you die, you get the last word. Right. And that's a pretty good way to let people know. I've told my wife, I said, look, when I'm gone, if you want to hold some sort of gathering or get-together for people, just tell us. What's so funny?
Because I can imagine you know, your funeral and then,
it won't be a funeral.
Or like a service or
party.
Whatever.
You party.
Know. Okay, a party. Yeah. You know, either way, you're like, you're in the ground. Gone.
No,
dead.
Ashes.
Okay.
No ground.
You're dead.
Yeah.
I can just imagine, you know, everybody milling around, eating little sandwiches and whatnot, sipping tea, talking about how great of a person you were as a life. And then somebody just comes out with, like, you know, this TV, there's a video screen on it, and there's Frank.
No,
you know.
You've already read my mind. That's exactly what I wanted.
Exactly. And your last was just like, hi, just want to let you know what you're doing right now is pointless. I didn't really like any of you.
No, I know what I'm going to. I told my wife what I want to do is I want to address the people there and say, you are the people that I actually can stand to be around. And then I want her to read the list of the people I cannot stand. And I'll say, these people aren't here because I couldn't stand them.
And you know she won't do that.
No, she probably won't.
No.
But I think that would be funny, and I don't see anything wrong with that. Let me read you. This is an interesting email that I got, and I'm not criticizing the email in any way. It's just that I don't know that I get it. Dear Frank, first off, this is not a letter to complain. By the way, as soon as one starts like that, it is. I'm AM in the PM for life, but there's something I am concerned for you. That's the way it reads. There is something I am concerned for you. I know in this age of oversensitive people, almost anything could be misinterpreted. The comment, dropping the kids off at the pool, has been something we've all said and laughed at for years. With the new listeners you get every day, I know, hard to believe, you could have a new listener tune in and take a comment the wrong way. As with all inside jokes that we all love, my wife hates them, so keep it up, he says. That is a comment that could cause a problem down the road. Not saying what you should do, it's your show, but it's a comment that could hurt the show, and we all know that you will retire someday. Let's not make it any faster than needed. Thank you for always having a great show, in spite of Dan. That's exactly what it says.
Wow.
And his name is Kevin. Now, I don't understand when he says dropping the kids off at the pool is a comment that could hurt the show, or that somebody could take the wrong way. What wrong way? It drop the kids off at the pool means I'm pooping.
Yeah,
I'm going to the bathroom. I don't understand. I wrote him back and I said, I appreciate the feedback, but I'm not sure I get how can it hurt the show? We've used that line for 20 years.
Yeah, there's another way to use it too, right, in saying drop the Browns off at the Super Bowl.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns.
To pinch a loaf into the porcelain garden.
We're not going to start doing a whole list. For goodness sakes. So Lufest was canceled. This has to be a nightmare.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 2 days before, this has got to be a major
problem. What about all the people that perform? They get paid to perform, right? So do they still get paid?
I don't know how this is going to work.
You know what? I think they do put it into their contract.
Yeah, without X amount of notice.
Yeah, they need to get paid.
Yeah, this is, I don't know how they're going to do this and not have it break the bank somewhere. Denny Dennis, a longtime sporting goods store. I haven't been to Denny Dennis for a long time, but I've been there. It takes some big ones to rob a gun store, I think. And Tim said they were in and out in less than a minute.
72 seconds.
And a little over a minute and stole about 20 guns. Mm-hmm.
They drove the car through the...
Right through the garage, right into
the
car. Wow.
Huh. Well, somebody knew exactly what time, exactly where to do it, inside job or customer, or they'll get them. You know they'll get them. I'm sure they had cameras, and somebody does something like that is usually not that bright, so they'll find them. And a very disturbing article this morning in USA Today that I read about the nursing home, the VA nursing home that has been ranked the worst VA nursing home in the country. It's in Bedford, Massachusetts. There are 60 VA nursing homes in this country that out of 5 stars were given 1 star. Wow. 60! And this is how we treat some 92-year-old World War II veteran. And I read it and I started, it made me sick because they do unannounced inspections to these things. And they, in the article, talked about some of the things that they found, and it was disgusting, disrespectful, and for all the money we waste in this country, we have to take better care of these older people who, you know, you serve and you think, well, I get all these benefits and I can go to the VA. You don't want to go to the VA if it's one of these. 1 out of 5. That's horrible. And it said that, you know, the problem is the kids don't have the money to put pop or mom in a really nice nursing home because that can cost you easily $10,000-$15,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
Nice nursing home. So that's another thing that's out of whack. This is interesting. Almost 70% of the vehicles sold in this country are trucks or SUVs.
Wow.
70. I don't know if I said 60. 70. Almost 70%. The cars are becoming a thing. I like a car. I like a car, but I also like an SUV or a truck. I just find it interesting that less than a third of the vehicles sold are actually
somebody
cars.
Told me the other day, it was a comedian, I guess, and they were talking about pickup trucks, and they said, do you ever, the joke was essentially that nobody actually ever uses the pickup truck. And so I started paying attention as I'm driving around, and I've yet to see anyone in the last
with anything
month,
in the back
with
of the truck.
Unless
it's a company work truck. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. There's nothing ever in there. Bag of groceries,
right.
Back of the pickup truck. I'm going to get to the joke because the joke is sponsored by Mark and Jason. Let me just quickly say to all of you that sometimes the difference between a couple or a family that's able to weather a financial storm or have a great retirement and the person who's not ready for that emergency and is not going to have a great retirement is nothing more than planning. It doesn't really have that much to do with how much you make. It has to do with how much you keep. And I go back to the story a couple of years ago of the high school janitor who died, didn't have any family, and left the high school $2 million. He was the janitor, but he had apparently some really good financial advice. I can tell you where you can get some good financial advice from Mark Reardon and Jason Becker at Stiefel. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. And it's a meeting you will have to set up because nobody's going to do it for you and nobody's going to force you to do it. You just have to at some point, and hopefully sooner, better than later, decide that it makes sense to start putting money away and investing money. Here's some words you've never heard anybody say. Wow, I wish we hadn't saved so much money. Nobody's ever said that. Or nobody's ever said, whew, I wish we hadn't had the money we needed to pay for that treatment that saved my life. That wasn't covered by insurance. I wish we hadn't put that money aside. Or, I wish we weren't able to travel so much in retirement. We should have saved less money. No, you know what? Unfortunately, too many people say, I don't know how we're going to make it. I'm going to have to go back to work as a Walmart greeter or something. That's more often the story than the other story. So, get it going, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s. Let's get moving. Let's talk to somebody who can give you some great advice. If you have $25,000 or more to invest or already invested, and even if you already have a financial advisor, so what? Second opinion can't hurt. MarkandJason.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There are three guys who decide to take a hunting trip. And it's a special trip in Saudi Arabia. And there are specific areas where you're told you can go and areas where you can't go. Well, they get kind of messed up and disoriented and lost and find themselves stumbling into this tent in Saudi Arabia. And they open back, pull the flap back and walk in. There are 100 of the most beautiful women they have ever seen in their lives, this harem of women. So these three guys start chatting it up, getting friendly and flirting with these women. All of a sudden, the bigger tent flap opens, and in steps the sheik. And he is not happy. And he said, who are you three? And one of them says, we're Americans, and we're over here on a hunting trip. And he says, shut up! That's all I need to hear. I am the master of all of these women. No one else can touch them but me. No one can talk to them but me. No one can look at them but me. You are now going to pay for what you have done. And you will pay in a way that corresponds with your profession, what you do for a living. You! Step forward! And the first guy steps forward. He says, what do you do for a living? He says, I am a carpenter. He turns to one of his big goon assistants and says, saw off his penis!
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And they take him away, and he's screaming, and you, step forward. The second guy steps forward. What do you do for a living? He says, I am I'm a firefighter. Take him in to the other round back of the tent and burn his penis off. You, the third guy steps forward. You will be punished according to what you do. What do you do for a living? He says, I'm a lollipop salesman.
Get a look at traffic now. Here's Joe Sonderman.
Still quite a few trouble spots. Eastbound 44 approaching the Merrimack River Bridge is a crash involving a tractor trailer. As of last update, only the left lane was getting by. That jam is back through Bowles. Southbound 55 at 4500 South Broadway, they're working to clear one from the right lane. That jam is back to the split. And westbound 44 is backed up from the split through the work zone headed through Arsenal. This report is a service of Staples. Stop by Staples today for your small business. Take advantage of the back-to-school deals right now. Buy a ream of Staples copy paper and get the second one free. In-store only. Offer ends 9/8/18 while supplies last. Make back-to-school your business at Staples. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full-horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled. Where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Television's Doug Vaughn here with another word about Ragazzi's. By now, you know all about the trademark 32-ounce fish bowls that you can have filled with any of your preferred beverages. I've told you about Ragazzi's fast steam table lunches for only $8.95 Monday through Friday. It's the best deal in town. Now I want to tell you that Ragazzi's is open daily at 8 a.m. with a full bar, full menu of all your favorite Ragazzi's dishes, and, of course, the Ragazzi's trademark fish bowls. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
To Dallas, Texas, to start over. That's where we're headed. I think you know who lives there. His name is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by... I'm not a big restaurant person. I don't usually care, you know. Most restaurants are okay. I'm hungry, give me something to eat. But this Annie Guns, it's one of those places that people tell other people about. It's one of those places that when they come to St. Louis, they'll say, oh, you go to St. Louis, did you eat at Annie Guns? And I'd like to think the answer would be yes. If you go once, you will make plans starting right then when you leave to go back. You'll already start thinking about, I wonder when we can come back here. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door,
are closed only on Monday. Yes, you need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. Yes, they sell gift cards. They sell thousands of gift cards. They're selling them today. They'll sell gift cards tomorrow. It's not just a holiday thing. It's an everyday thing. Because every day is a special day to somebody, and who doesn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Guns and or the Smokehouse Market? East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse now proudly present Mike Evans.
Hey, I saw Tom Sainert on TV this morning.
What?
Tom Sainert.
Now, people listening, 95% of them don't know who that is.
Well, I was going to say, from Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, Channel 2 was doing a thing and in Chesterfield, and that was, they were keying on that, and they had him, he was giving everyone a tour of the Smokehouse Market and showing everyone what was in it.
Tommy was?
Mm-hmm, he was.
Oh, that's beautiful, homie.
You know, in that Smokehouse Market, the honey, he has a massive bee farm, and all that honey is his own honey from his farm. It is fantastic.
That's what
honey.
He said.
Tell about the pie, homie. Tell about the pie.
Well, which pie? They got so many pies, but that honey, that's some tremendous honey. I like honey. Hard to get.
You like that apple pie, homie.
No, that's not my favorite. My favorite my favorite is strawberry rhubarb or their cherry pie or the pecan.
That's right.
Those are my three.
Hey, this week's pop quiz theme, how many times have celebrities been arrested today? How many times has Dog the Bounty Hunter been arrested?
Ooh.
5, 6, 7, 8. Love Nuggets, is it true? During a cleansing part of Ben Affleck's rehab, Ben has had to come clean on his extramarital affairs.
All right.
Admitting to over 30.
Ooh,
wow.
Bringing tears to Jennifer Garner, who was there.
All right, let me ask you a question. How do we know that? That's information that they don't let out. That's very personal.
Apparently Jennifer told some friends and some...
Okay.
That's how it got out, yeah. Angelina Jolie, she has completely... freaking lost it. Now she's coming out with these most ridiculous accusations against Brad, reportedly including saying that he would expose himself to his children.
What?
Okay. Angelina Jolie.
Okay, but
he walks around naked in front of his children.
Well, yeah, okay. Like you said, she's nuts, and she may be taking nothing and trying to make it into something. Like he may have walked through one time and didn't realize the kid's in the room and he came out of the shower. I mean, could be nothing.
There you go.
But I'm with you. I tend to think she's crazy.
She's nuts. On a much happier note, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Did what so many of us have done. They took their child to college, moving them into a dormitory. Their son, Dylan, a freshman at Brown University, after getting him squared away, Michael and Catherine, as so many of us have done, drove away crying.
Well, so beautiful. I'll tell you who else it really saddened was their grandpa, Kirk Douglas. He was...
I wish you had a quote from him on
I not only have a quote, I talked to him this morning, and I said, Kirk, I call him Kirk. I said, I really had to hurt you and make you sad to see Dylan go off to college. And, here's what he said. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Oh, man.
Kirk's a great Kirk Douglas.
Wow.
Always available for us.
Fantabulous. sad follow-up. Mel B. now says that she's been working for many years. Mel B.
Not a surprise to me.
She's in rehab. Movie news. The Wife is the name of the movie. Stars Glenn Close. You like Glenn Close, homie?
I liked her in Fatal Attraction. They did a masterful job of making her hot that movie.
So do we give her a boing then?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Glenn Close is perhaps in her greatest role in a movie called The Wife. Her husband is played by Jonathan Pryce, who is selected to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature. However,
and there's always a however in life.
She soon realizes how awful and mistreated she has been by him. So while they are getting the award, while they're there for the week, this guy who is crude, cruel, conniving cad, She gets upset. This is a great film. It's coming out September 28th. Glenn has been nominated for 6 Oscars and has never won, but she could win for this one. By the way, Glenn Close was born, raised, and lives in Greenwich, Connecticut. Her two best friends are Martha Stewart and Meryl Streep. She loves dogs and has a daily dog blog. And her favorite musician is Madonna, who she's been to 27 Madonna concerts. Glenn Close is 71 years old.
Well, she killed the career of somebody else, too. Didn't have a chance. Glenn Far Away.
Mm. Oh, my.
Thank you.
It was hot.
You know, yesterday it was Freddie Oldsmobile.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And today it's...
Glenn Far Away. Feel free to use them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, feel free. I want to keep my gigs, homie.
Oh, see what he did?
See what he did there?
Yeah.
You like that? Oh, is that kind of good for you, Daddy?
Take another slurp.
Most chair... Okay. Most charitable-minded celebrity is Reese Witherspoon, who does many, many standing up for cancer events almost every month, but hates getting publicity for it. Not to be outdone is Gary Sinise.
No, we lost that sound. Do we have
no.
Anyway, he says sneeze. We play the sneeze. There it is. All right, let's do that. Let's do that right. Okay. Edit
sure.
that out.
Sure. Gotcha.
No, hang on. Edit that out. Hang on.
Radio edit.
Right, Mike, you pick it up with one of the most charitable. Not to be outdone. Pick it up with not to be outdone at 3, 2, 1. Go ahead.
Not to be outdone, Gary Sinise. Devotes a lot of his time and his own money helping needy military families.
Yeah, this guy really walks the walk. He does. I mean, Gary Sinise is dedicated and not a phony.
Did I tell you about the funny restroom signs?
I don't think so. 1 minute, Mr.
Oh, yeah, you
one
did.
Minute, 1 minute.
Which one did I tell you about?
The women.
Oh.
The women.
Well, the one at Torrey Pines North, right in front of the urinal, it says, golfers with short putters, please stand closer to the hole.
That's a good one.
Kind of like that. And finally.
Here we go.
Finally, I'll be right back. How many times has Dog the Bounty Hunter been arrested? 5, 6, 7, or 8?
I'm going to go with 6.
I was going to go 6.
8.
Then I'll take 7.
The answer is 7.
Yeah!
Including cocaine, firearms, assault, and manslaughter.
Wow.
Have a great day, Mike Evans, Sam.
Wow. Well, there he goes. When I was in school, we had to learn this Robert's Rules of Order. And part of it was, any old business? In about 10 seconds, is there anything we should have covered that we didn't cover? I don't think so.
No.
I think it was a fantastic
show. Those two headlines I wanted to talk about.
Oh, you know what?
Oh,
Tomorrow. Burke segment.
Okay.
Because those were good ones, and we want to share those with the audience tomorrow. Thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and you have a chance pretty much every day. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but
I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rob Stadler. President Trump is praising the performance of Brett Kavanaugh in the Senate confirmation hearings.
I saw some incredible answers to very complex questions. He's an outstanding intellect. He's an outstanding judge.
At the White House today, Trump accused Democrats of grasping at straws and said they should be embracing Kavanaugh, not criticizing him. Kavanaugh is in the midst of a week-long confirmation hearing in the Senate. Trump tapped him to replace retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Senator John McCain's seat is no longer vacant. Arizona Republican John Kyle was sworn in today after being named as the late senator's replacement by Governor Doug Ducey. Kyle, who served alongside McCain during 18 years in the Senate, agreed to fill the seat until the end of the year. All of the passengers are off the Emirates Airlines flight that landed at JFK Airport, with over a dozen reports of people being sick. Five